All right, listen up, bitches. This is your March wake-up call. You've been playing small through the winter, but now it's time to shake off the frost and step into the raw power and potential that's been simmering inside of you all along. I am your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and your fierce new cheerleader. And this is the Listen Bitch podcast. We're in season 7, and this is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the audacious vision that God has for your life, and breaking through every barrier that has kept you stuck. So if you're ready to ditch the hesitation, stop doubting your dreams, and start living the life that you are born to claim, you're in the right spot. Every episode, we're plunging into faith, mindset, and the no-nonsense truths that are going to help you ignite your next level. Okay, get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year of unshakable growth. Let's roll. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce, and you finally start unleashing your potential. Hello, hello, you guys. Okay, so if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm just going to make a confession right now because I think it's pretty obvious. And I have some other content to record, so it's all you're going to notice in my videos right now. It's all you're going to notice. I take this product. I love this product. I'm going to show it to you guys. I love this product, okay? It's Tro Blue, Blue Canatine, okay? I love this stuff. I get it from Troscriptions. I've used it for a very long time. I got it by mistake. A friend had it, didn't like it, sent it to me, and I've been obsessed. The only drawback is that it turns my mouth blue. Okay. So you guys can see my mouth is blue. It turns my mouth blue, and there's some ingredients in there that I really like outside of like the main blue ingredient. Okay. I'm a fan of the blue. I don't mind it, but it's just not fun when I have to record content, which is when I really want like that focus and that I want to lock it in, right? I want to lock in what I'm doing. So it's really funny because my kids are trolling me. I picked up, it has tobacco in it, like just pure tobacco. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to pick up some Zens, like some three, what is it? Yeah, 3 milligram Zyn pouches. Okay. Cause I thought, well, I'm going to try that. It's just nicotine. There's nothing else in these little pouches. So maybe I can get that same kind of like focus, right? I am way too chicken shit to try it. Okay. I had an experience. One of my cousins, when I was a kid, had me try his dip or whatever you want to call it. I put it in my mouth. They were laughing. I started laughing. It went in the back of my throat and I was sick for like my whole life. Okay. Like garden hose in my mouth for an hour in the yard, just absolutely sick, off my rocker sick. So I've had a bad experience. So I'm a little bit traumatized. So fuck it. We're just gonna have blue mouth, okay? Because I don't have the balls to try the Zen pouch for my zeroed in focus. I have a neuro spicy brain. Sometimes I just need a little bit of focus. And you know what's crazy is I have these incredible pouches that actually help with the focus. And I gave them to my husband. So I probably should have tried it for myself just to see if it would do the trick and maybe not turn my mouth blue, but it is what it is. Okay. So we're moving past that. I know all of the content I create and batch right now, everybody's just going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with her mouth? It is blue. And if you're actually listening to the podcast and you're not checking out the video on YouTube, thank you. I mean, it's very apparent that I'm blue. So feel free to check it out and talk shit. Or if you have some suggestions, that's fine too. I'm open for suggestions of like how to get past this. But, okay, so this is a listener request. We kind of had a conversation back and forth about, you know, she's struggling in her relationship, but she can't pinpoint like something specific. Okay. So when I thought about like very random, okay, very random request, just doing an episode on relationships and you know, everything just kind of feels blah for her. So I've thought about it, I've prayed about it, and I feel like what I'm gonna bring out, what I feel like I'm being called to talk about, okay? And that is really just about taking massive responsibility in your relationship, especially with your spouse, without leaning on expectations. So, like owning your journey and digging deep into your own soul, letting God transform you to better your marriage. It is not easy, but it is holy. So let's dive in. Okay. this is raw truth that I personally have had to deal with. And the fact of the matter is, I don't care who you are or what you do, you cannot change your spouse. I cannot change my spouse. Well, you can change your spouse, right? But I'm saying for those of us that are committed to our relationships, we can't change who they are. I also can't make my spouse see what I see or feel what I feel or grow at my pace. And I have wrestled with this since the beginning of our relationship. Okay. But what I can do is I could take massive responsibility for my own heart, for my own actions, and for my walk with Christ. Everyone should carry their own load. God's word's not mine. And it's not just about burdens. It's about owning my part in this relationship, no matter what he does. And when I stop expecting my spouse to fix me or to meet every need, I'm free to focus on what God is calling me to become. So this is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to break this down with 10, the top 10 relationship challenges, okay? To just kind of show you how I've turned the mirror on myself, I want to go through the top 10. Relationships are sacred and they're messy. And I feel like relationships are one of the biggest ways that God refines us. So hopefully one of these can be something you could pinpoint about what's tripping you up with love, whether it's, your spouse or your family, your friends. Like, we are not here to sugarcoat, okay? We're going to be honest. We're here to grow. So it is going to be messy. But the first issue I see a lot in relationships is the communication breakdown. Communication, or it's the lack of it actually, is the number one relationship killer. And I see it time and time again. We stop talking. Or worse, like we're talking past each other. The tongue has power of life and death. Are we speaking life into our relationships, or are we letting silence and resentment build walls? I'm going to challenge you where you are to pray for clarity and courage to say what needs to be said with love, using the I statement. I feel, I feel. Unforgiveness. And I know this one stings, but like holding on to grudges, that's you drinking the poison and expecting someone else to get sick. We are called to be kind and compassionate to each other, forgiving to each other. And I get it, it's hard, but I've learned that unforgiveness does not punish anybody. It imprisons you. So you've got to be willing to soften your heart. And trust issues, I think, is a big problem in relationships. And I get it. If you've been betrayed, or even if you're just wired to doubt, trust feels impossible. But the truth is, trust starts with trusting God first. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in God. I've had to lean on that so many times. And rebuilding trust with people, it just takes time and honesty. And I couldn't do it without God. Are you giving him space to heal that wound in you? Then we have these unrealistic expectations. We love to put people on pedestals that they were never meant to sit on. I've been guilty of this, expecting my husband, my kids, friends, people to fill voids that only God can. When we stop expecting humans to be our savior, we free them and we free ourselves to just love each other. And there is a lack of boundaries. I mean, I could preach on boundaries all day. Boundaries aren't walls, okay? It's a fence with a gate, and they protect what is precious. And I've had to learn the hard way that saying no isn't selfish. It's necessary. Where do you need to set this boundary? Selfishness is a problem, and setting boundaries is not selfish. I don't want you to get that twisted, but there is an issue of selfishness. And that's a gut punch because we all want our way, don't we? But love, like real God's kind of love, is not about me. Do nothing out of selfish ambition. Ask yourself, am I doing this out of selfish ambition or vain conceit? Rather, do this in humility, value other people above yourselves. I have to check my heart on this. Am I serving or demanding? Am I serving or demanding? Unresolved conflict is a problem. Are you sweeping stuff under the rug? Because this is a recipe for a blow up later. I so many times have had to swallow my pride and say, we need to talk this out. Of course, it's not fun. No one likes the let's talk, but it's necessary. What conflicts are you avoiding right now? Then we've got this emotional disconnect. Like you feel like you're living with a stranger. And I've been there. The spark is gone and you're just coexisting. But this is the thing. Even in the Bible, God has this design for intimacy. And it's not just physical, it's soul deep. You have to pray about that connection. Even when it's awkward. Pray about bringing me back to my husband's heart. Bringing my husband's heart back to me. Deliberate prayers. Anytime I've seen, you know, myself going off on like, you know, this the warning signs of an emotional disconnect is when you start seeing everything they do that bothers you or everything they do wrong. And I have to pray for this to say, look, help me reconnect and help me see the things intentionally. I have to set my heart to see the things that I love about him or see the proof and the truth that he loves me. I pray for that and it constantly gets answered. And it's God's time. But it's always a time I'm very happy with. It's like an immediate, here you go, especially in my marriage, you know? And then we have the issue of comparison in relationships because social media has us all fucked up. And I catch myself looking at other people's marriage or friendships, relationships, thinking, why isn't mine like that? We are warned not to compare because the story that you're writing with God is yours and yours alone. It's not theirs. So let's be grateful for what we have and stop coveting what we don't. And I think there's a huge issue of spiritual misalignment. That is the root of all issues. If you're not on the same page, you're not on the same page with Jesus. Everything is shaky. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? And I have to get real with myself. Are we pursuing God together or am I dragging someone along? Alignment with him sets the foundation for everything else. And I know that's a lot. I know that is a lot. The heart of this, I want you guys to understand, like you cannot change your spouse. And the heart of it is it's my journey, not theirs. No matter what's happening in your relationship, it's not about what he's going to do or what she's going to do. It's about what you can do. You can't change your spouse. You can't make them see what you see. So have the communication breakdown instead of waiting for your spouse to start the conversation. Ask yourself, like, am I speaking life right now? Am I clear? Am I kind? Am I bold? And take responsibility. You cannot expect anybody to read your mind. Step up and share your heart and trust that God will handle the rest. Unforgiveness, you know, that's all me. I can't make my spouse apologize or change, but I can choose to forgive if there was a need to do so. It's my soul's freedom on the line, not his. Do you have someone you need to forgive? Do that. And you have to stop expecting your partner to prove that they're trustworthy and just ask, am I trusting God enough to hold me through this? So that you can work on your own fears. The best way to build trust, and this one's going to hurt. The best way to build trust is by being trustworthy yourself, not demanding it. I know that stings. I don't have a Band-Aid. And we have these unrealistic expectations, and this is a big one. I have had to ask for forgiveness for putting my spouse in God's place. And I take that responsibility. It is time that we drop the fantasy script because your partner is not your savior. Once upon a time, bitches, I was always looking for Prince Charming, right? I wanted that savior. He wasn't in the form of a human. I still got the prince, but he wasn't my savior, right? A messy prince. Don't listen. We're not going on the fantasy script here, okay? The person that was that's good for me, my person. I got that, but he didn't save me. We have to let go of the fantasy version and let God write the real story. No pressure on anyone else, just surrender in yourself. And with the lack of boundaries, like I can't expect my spouse to guess my limits. I have to own them. So you need to pray for wisdom to guard your heart and set fences out that are going to protect us. It's not my job to say yes or no with love. It is their job to figure it out. And that there's the daily gut check. You have to stop expecting your spouse to cater to you. Are you serving? Are you serving? Take responsibility for dying to yourself, not demanding that they do it first. You go first. When it comes to unresolved conflict, you can't wait for them to bring it up. You go first. If you have an issue, address it and take responsibility by saying, listen, this is really on my heart. Can we work through it? Focus on your humility, not the response. And instead of expecting my spouse to chase me, I pursue that connection. And it is in that intentional prayer, like, God, please bring our hearts together. And I show up vulnerable, present, intentional. You are called to bring your best, not demand the best of someone else. Stop expecting your marriage to look like someone else's. And thank God for the journey you have. Take responsibility for your happiness, for your contentment. Root out envy with gratitude. Your spouse is not a fucking monkey. We're not like dance monkey. He doesn't have to perform for that. And you can't force your spouse to grow with God, but guess what? Guess what? And this is huge. I can still run my race. Run in such a way as to get the prize. I take responsibility for my prayer, for my worship, for my faith, for my relationship with Christ. I take responsibility for that. And what I trust is God to align us in His time. I've seen the proof in my relationship. I've seen the alignment. I've seen what God can do. My husband didn't believe in God when I first met him. I'm sure you guys have probably heard that story. Didn't even believe in God. And now that man talks to him. So I run my race. And I know that the proof in my marriage is that every single time God aligns us in His time. I've never had to force. No pushing, no pulling. Ever. We're here to serve. When I stop expecting my spouse to be my savior, my fixer, my mirror, when I stop with that expectation, I am free to love him just like God does unconditionally. It's not about them failing me. It's about me succeeding in my own soul work, on my own soul, in where I'm headed. As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. That is my massive responsibility. That is your massive responsibility. Everything that depends on me, everything that depends on you, you bring your best, you pray your guts out, and you let God handle what's theirs. Does it hurt sometimes? Yes. Is it hard? Fuck yes. Do I mess up? A lot. But every time I choose to focus on my journey, my growth, my healing, my faith, my marriage gets stronger. Not because they change, not because he changes, but because I change. And that is the power of God in us, fam. Okay? I want you to have the courage to take massive responsibility for your own heart. Strip away the expectations that you have put on anybody in your life and replace them with trust in you. Show them that this is their journey. It is their journey. It is your journey. You set that example. This is how you transform your relationship from the inside out. I want you to sit with this. Make sure you check out the journal prompt in my Listen Bitch Facebook group because it is a good one. It is a good one. So check that out. I think I'll leave the journal questions in the YouTube video, so you guys could check that out as well. And if you're not signed up, get on brandonlynette.com and sign up for my emails. Make sure you set me to see first and put me in your important folder. Spam, you know, email gets lost. It gets lost in my own box. I have to send myself a test every email I do. And if you guys are in my Bible study, if you're reading that, I fucked up yesterday. Only one person told me about it. So I don't know if it's the one person that actually read it and was paying attention, or if the rest of y'all were like, oh, it's Brandon. She fucks up. It's all right. It's all right. Move on. Move along. So I appreciate you guys. You always give me the grace and I need it. I appreciate you. And yeah, I need the grace. Okay. That's it for today. Listen, bitch podcast. You've got the spark, the faith, and the grit. Now it's time to take that march momentum and charge. No more hiding, no more playing it safe. It's time to step into the fierce, purpose-driven human that God has been shaping you to be. This is your month to break ground and build something unstoppable. Get subscribed, check out my show notes for some of my favorite links. Okay. And I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, rise up, show up, and own it, babe. Brandon Lynette signing off. Let's make this march your launchpad to legendary.